This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Trump administration sources said on Monday President Trump is likely to grant clemency to rapper Lil Wayne on Tuesday in a final series of pardons that is not expected to include lawyer Rudy Giuliani or ex-aide Steve Bannon. Trump is expected to issue more than 100 pardons. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has formally submitted a letter of resignation for her U.S. Senate seat to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, ending her four-year term in the chamber. She said, "As I resign from the Senate, I am preparing to take the oath that will have me preside over it." End quote. Newsom has named Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State, to fill Harris's seat for the next 2 years. Japanese photography giant Canon has launched a new interactive website that gives you a chance to take pictures from space. Unveiled at CES 2021, redefinethelimits.us. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An Ohio police officer was killed Monday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
An Ohio police officer was shot and killed Monday during a SWAT standoff. 24-year-old Toledo police officer Brandon Stalker died after being shot by a suspect wanted for vandalizing the city's cathedral early Monday morning. The suspect was confronted by officers outside a central Toledo home. He then brandished a firearm and barricaded himself inside that home. After hours of negotiation, the SWAT team fired gas into the home. The suspect then came out firing two weapons. He was also shot and hospitalized, though his condition is unknown. Toledo Police Chief George Crawl says Stalker joined the force in July of 2018.
He was an amazing police officer. He has a fiance and they have a very young child.
Governor Mike DeWine has ordered flags at state buildings flown at half staff in honor of Officer Stalker. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Toledo, Ohio is on the western end of Lake Erie. USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
President-elect Joe Biden, during his campaign, promised he was going to open the borders to the United States. Expecting Biden to honor his commitment, thousands of immigrants in several caravans are making their way to America. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras has been stopped in Guatemala by police and soldiers blocking a rural highway. Several thousand people left Honduras last week, heading for the U.S. southern border, only to be stopped over the weekend. Guatemalan security forces have managed to thin the crowds as some of the migrants have agreed to be transported back to Honduras. Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says this caravan is a sign of things to come under President-elect Joe Biden's loosening of the country's immigration policy. He tells Fox News that drug and human traffickers were also listening to Biden's campaign promises regarding immigration reform.
For over a year, the Biden administration, the campaign, has been very, very clear that they're going to undo everything that President Trump did and basically open the borders. And look, the migrants, the cartels, and human smuggling organizations, they listen. And so we anticipated this. We predicted exactly what's happened. Thousands and thousands of individuals in a caravan now already broke through the Honduran-Guatemalan border, halfway through Guatemala, on the way to the United States. We knew this was going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration released a statement Monday telling the caravan now is not the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Well, in less than 27 hours, I guess you could say, America will get what it's been asking for. And that is no more Donald Trump, if you want to believe what the mainstream media has been propaganding us with. Corporate America, the communist Chinese, and of course big tech has a share of America believing that our country would be better off with Donald Trump. And we're going to find out exactly what that looks like. And for starters, it's already affected big tech, and got to imagine it's going to affect other concerns like the mainstream media and that rely on public activism and participation. Because Donald Trump, like him or not, got ratings. The mainstream media was astounded back in 2015, as you'll recall. They covered him because they had to, because he brought ratings, right? And the coverage of his campaign made him, in effect, a household name even more so, and got him the election. Well, big tech going into this year and this election said, or 2020, said, this ain't gonna happen. And, of course, they were all in, and they got quite a group of people to come alongside with them, including our free and fair alleged press operation, Corporate America, and don't forget the Communist Chinese thrown in just for an added bonus there. And now we're going to find out what America looks like without Donald Trump as the president. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us, public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. And he's got his abacus out, and we're going to start, counting the chips and to see what America looks like with Donald Trump and without Donald Trump. Michael, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's our honor as well. We appreciate that you can still put the numbers together. In your world, 1 + 1 still equals 2, and I like that. It gives me confidence. So, anyway, let's. We know that after Twitter, censored Donald Trump, and of course, America saw this for what it was. I mean, if you can do this to the president, that means that we're not that far away from being censored, as if we hadn't already. And there's been an attack on conservatives anyway. But this move by Twitter, I mean, it's one thing to hit the low-lying fruit, the everyday American citizen, and, block them and, do what you can to stifle their messages via the platform. But when you went after the president, 75 million voters, took it personally, and suddenly it had an effect on the stock of Twitter, right?
Yeah, it did, exactly. And I think what Twitter is doing is horrible, and what some of these other social media companies are doing. To silence a voice is the worst thing that can happen in a free society. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're supposed to have a democratic society where we welcome healthy debate. And I know we haven't had healthy debate for some time, but every voice really needs to be heard, whether you agree with it or not. It at least needs to be heard, evaluated, and decided what whether it makes any sense or not. So now what happened to Twitter? So they suspended and then I think permanently deleted President Trump and a number of other conservatives from that. So their stock plummeted after that. Now, why did that happen? So an investor, the price an investor is willing to pay for a share of stock depends upon what their expectation is of how that corporation's profit will perform in the future. And if you believe corporations are going to be like a drug company is going to be very profitable in the future because they have all these vaccines going out, then you're willing to pay more for a share of stock. If you believe in the future that a corporation's profits will go down, then the stock becomes worth less. You're willing to pay less for it. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened with Twitter. The investors in the market said because of Twitter's actions, eliminating Trump and other voices, they believe, the investors believe, this is going to have a negative impact on Twitter's profits into the future. And as a result, we're willing to pay less for their stock. The other thing is
Let's pause just a minute on that point, because that's really important for people to understand this. I mean, basically, what Twitter decided to do was to cut their universe, their potential client base. Let's just say in a general sense, let's just say the country's 50-50. OK, so what they're saying is that 50% of the country, they don't want to do business with them. Well, as an investor, if I see somebody cutting down their universe by 50%, the projection of their of their value has to be ratioed down as well, does it not?
Absolutely. And looking into the longer term, it may have more of a negative impact on Twitter. Essentially, Twitter has a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a couple of other things that are trying to get started, not doing well. Parler is trying to get started. They're knocked off and are trying to get back on. But
you can thank Amazon for that. I mean, that's the thing. You've got all these different media entities that have tentacles into these other corporate entities that are looming overhead, and they're making, censoring decisions in essence, because recently there's a lot of news about the attack on Newsmax. CNN, even though their stock went up a little bit, or their ratings went up a little bit because Fox abandoned their loyal base and they had to go somewhere else. And so, CNN picked up, a couple of points, but I think that's going to be short term. I don't think that's going to be long term. Do you?
No, it won't be. The viewers that have left Fox for whatever reason, many of them went to Newsmax. There's a couple others, AON, and a couple other ones. Yeah, but Newsmax benefited mostly by that. Now, some of them that left Fox went to some other places, maybe CNN, maybe MSNBC, but after a few days, they're going to realize that those outlets don't share the same views and they do present a very biased position. So I think networks like Newsmax are going to continue to do well into the future. The problem is with things like Parler, if they keep getting cut out, I think there's some legal, I'm not a lawyer, but I think there's some legal ramifications of this. So Twitter essentially has a monopoly. Mm-hmm. And it's really against the law to monopolize, even attempt to monopolize an industry. So if it's viewed that Amazon's or Facebook's actions are all meant to stifle competition, then there's some antitrust violations that you have to deal with.
I'm not an attorney either, Michael, but it seems pretty obvious that this is the case. Whether you're talking about Twitter or you're talking about Facebook, any of these social media giants, what they've been able to carve out for themselves. I mean, this really speaks of the arrogance that they've manifested. I mean, they've just gotten full exposure here. I mean, Donald Trump exposed them early on, and Congress tried to deal with, taking a look-see at that 230 escape clause for them, but that that may all be coming to an end, which would, I think, would be more beneficial for, you know, freedom-loving Americans, just saying. More from Dr. Michael Busler. Stay with us. We've got more from him after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, we can't give up the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. It is still about we the people. I know, some of the Democrats are so quick to say, oh, it's about the Constitution. They don't want the Constitution. I mean, it's obvious. All you have to do is listen to their rhetoric, and even more so, the policies that they're presenting and the things that they support. As Michael Busler and I were just talking about, freedom of speech. I mean, it's interesting when we come up with the Bill of Rights, that our founding fathers said, look at the number one Bill of Rights, the number one thing that comes to mind that we need to talk about and get square between everybody is that we need to support free speech. That's most important. Now, there's been some challenges along the way, Dr. Bussler, you know, when people have been able to, you know, say things about our country, malign our flag. But because of our First Amendment right, Colin Kaepernick can do what he wants to do, you know, and we may not like it, but we honor and protect free speech. Some of these talking head pundits on these liberal networks say some things that are absolutely insane. And if anything, you talk about the accusation of President Trump inciting a riot and things like that. I think some of the language on some of these networks are very dangerous and can be quite inflammatory. And have they contributed to the narrative and the riots that have taken place across the country over the last decade, whether we're talking about Ferguson, whether we're talking about the Summer of Love riots with Black Lives Matter that we just experienced. But we honor our First Amendment right to be able to sit down and reason together. If not, you know, like I was talking with a psychologist the other day, I think one of the biggest crippling issues in relationships with people, if there's only one person talking and somebody's not hearing, there's no dialogue. It's a monologue. And when that happens over time, this is what ignites divorces amongst, you know, married couples, is because the other, you know, somebody's not being heard. And it finally gets, you know, it gets so frustrating. I mean, yesterday we celebrated Martin Luther King's, his birthday. It wasn't his birthday, but it's a day of commemoration and honoring of this civil rights leader. And he said that, riots are the form of speech for those that are not heard.
Yeah. So that was an awful lot you said there. So
yeah, I'm sorry.
So the most important thing I think that you did bring out is the concept of free speech. When people are not able to express their views, you get into frustration and it starts leading into some very bad behavior. Mm-hmm. In our democratic society, as we said before, we all have very similar goals. We want to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We want opportunity to succeed. We want to feel safe and secure. We want some a semblance of equity or fairness. So we all want kind of the same things. Now, how we get there and what some of the differences may be at the end, you could have that. But we all want to get to essentially the same place. So
exactly.
What we need is to be able to have everybody express their view, listen to what the other side says, even if you don't agree with it, listen to what the other side says, try to understand what they're saying, and then discuss what a good solution would be. You know, I teach a class every so often in business ethics. Mm-hmm. And when I bring up some topics, for instance, should we raise the minimum wage or not? Well, most of the students think it's a very good idea to raise the minimum wage, and they give me all the reasons. And then I present the other side about why raising the minimum wage may end up causing more harm than good. But what I say to the students, and at the end we debate about it, but what I say to the students is they have to debate the other position. So if you think we should raise the minimum wage, I want you to debate for the side
exactly
why we should not raise
great
the minimum
idea
wage. What ends up happening is people, they don't necessarily change their views, although sometimes they do, but what ends up happening is they understand the other side's position. Mm-hmm. And as long as you understand that and give the other side the ability to express their position, healthy debate will occur. And as long as you have healthy debate, you're going to come up with a solution that benefits, and the goal is to have a solution that benefits the majority of the people without infringing upon the basic rights of anyone.
Right.
And as long as we can have healthy debate, that's the kind of results we're going to end up having.
Well, healthy debate it comes out of a healthy respect and civility between one another. See, I maintain the political process has gotten dirtier and messier over the recent years. last several decades. I mean, it's always been kind of heated, but it just seems that it's really grown and gotten, you know, just absolutely amok over the last couple of decades. And it's all culminated here in the recent era. And so you sit there and go, wow, I mean, how is the political process helping? Is it helping or hurting me? Am I better as the result of it, or am I worse off? And I think that overall, Michael, I think we can agree that America is worse off because we're at each other's throats. And this wasn't, you know, because of Donald Trump. This wasn't, you know, because of Joe Biden or Barack Obama, you know, because politics is downstream from the culture. And the culture has been infected with this idea of canceling and invalidation. You know, I don't want to hear, just shut up, you know, like Macy Hirono said, just shut up and, you know, let us do our job and take over. You guys, you know, you men have no say anymore. Really? I mean, this is the kind of coming from an elected senator that supposedly, you know, that we're paying for, and this is how they treat us. So this adds to that that fire and that divide between us. And as I was saying earlier off the air, you and I were talking about it. We've got to get back to first principles. First principles is look at be a Democrat, be a Republican. That you know, whatever it is that you, however you want to express your political ideals, that's fine. That, you know, we need to have that differing point of view. But at the end of the day, as you said, we got to come back and realize more than anything, we're Americans. You know, the jerseys that we wear, the colors on them are red, white, and blue, and they say USA. We are Americans. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent, because at the end of the day, as you say, reasonable people, we'll get in the zip code in terms of solution. I've seen that time and again when we can reason together, just like you have experience in your class, by having people, you know, you kind of force them to have some, you know, compassion and empathy for the other side by debating, you know, the other side's point of view, right?
Yeah, and that's turned out to be very effective. As we did mention in the off time here, I teach a course in business ethics. And in that class, I bring up some topics and I ask them, what's the ethical thing to do? For instance, is raising the minimum wage the right thing to do? Mm-hmm. Most of the students think it is. Some of the students think it's not a good idea, and they have good reasons why not. But then at the end of the week, we debate as a class, and I have the students who favor the minimum raising it, I have them defend the position why they shouldn't raise it, and vice versa. And students, although their views may not be changed, sometimes they are, but at least they get a good understanding of the other side's position, and that's really what we need. You know, Bill, one other thing, in the way the political process has worked, when candidates are running for office, they don't use positive reinforcement. Everything is negative. In other words, they don't say, vote for me. My policies are best. They're really going to help the country, and here's why. Instead of doing that, it's all negative advertising. Don't vote for the other person. Trump is a horrible person. Don't vote for him. So instead of saying, vote for me, Joe Biden says, all he's really saying is, don't vote for Trump. Well, if you're not going to vote for Trump, but you are going to vote, then he ends up getting your vote. We need to go away from that negative advertising, although it's been negative politics, although it's been very successful, but we need to go more towards positive. Vote for me because here's what I'm going to do for you, and it's better for the country. Not that the other guy is bad, but I'm a better candidate.
Well, and that's the bottom line, right? If we did that, we'd have better politics and better politicians if that's what we demanded, you know, from these officials running for office. But the cheap stuff keeps working, and we keep getting cheap stuff in response. Thank you, Dr. Butler. Appreciate it.
Prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the waning days of the Trump administration, sources said on Monday President Trump is likely to grant clemency to rapper Lil Wayne on Tuesday in a final series of pardons that is not expected to include lawyer Rudy Giuliani or ex-aide Steve Bannon. Trump is expected to issue more than 100 pardons. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has formally submitted a letter of resignation for her U.S. Senate seat to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, ending her four-year term in the chamber. She said, "As I resign from the Senate, I am preparing to take the oath that will have me preside over it." End quote. Newsom has named Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State, to fill Harris's seat for the next 2 years. Japanese photography giant Canon has launched a new interactive website that gives you a chance to take pictures from space. Unveiled at CES 2021, redefinethelimits.us. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
The winds of change, they are blowing, aren't they? So now what are we going to do about it? You know, the deal is that whenever change occurs, it's not always 100%. We were discussing this idea with a businessman yesterday, and that is that, options are always available, but sometimes they're hard to see if you're freaking out, okay? So let's breathe a little bit, let's calm down, and we'll continue to fight the good fight. But we'll do it in a smart sort of way, not in a reckless sort of way. The way it's coming at us, where people are canceling, you know, conservative thought and conservative conversation and that sort of thing. We need to keep the conversation, as we were talking with Dr. Michael Busler, so critical for our own mental health to be able to reason together. And, you know, as my father used to say to me, he says, Bill, that, God designed us in such a way that he never gave any one person all the goods. Not any one person has everything. But the combination of counselors and ideas from other people is what always makes it better. We're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Carrere. He's doing his show live. You know, we do this a couple times a month. It's always a pleasure to hook up with Jeff. Jeff is the Cajun Crusher himself. He is live on Louisiana's WGSO 990 AM. And this is always a fun simulcast when we get together and talk about our world. And here he is. You can hear him, Jeff Carrere, right now. Hey, buddy, how we doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning to you, Bill.
Hey, a great day here. We're less than 27 hours, and Donald Trump will be no more. And, you know, what are they going to use for their new excuse?
You know, it's going to be a sad situation because I think the president did a great job, and I think we're going from an incredibly competent, skilled individual to someone who I think is compromised and and really not all there mentally, and someone who's surrounded by left-wingers, and he's going to try to undo a lot of the good things that Donald Trump did, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell my kids all the time, Jeff, experience defines preference. I don't know how much more experience we needed. We understood what Joe Biden was all about, what he did for 8 years with one Barack Obama. And, God, we loved that so much. We loved more people being on welfare, high unemployment numbers, the economy in a free fall, and, you know, our national security compromise. We just couldn't wait to bring that back, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill, one way to look at it is that, Joe Biden's just a late bloomer. He really hit his stride at 78. He failed in 88, failed in 2008, was a horrible candidate. And then finally, all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe he's the most popular person ever to run for president. As one of the callers said earlier to me, he was the real secret behind Barack Obama winning, obviously, because Joe Biden got 12 million more votes, supposedly, than Barack Obama.
Well, it's either that or, God forbid, we're going to realize at the highest executive position in the country and in the free world, the president of the United States, too, can be vulnerable to the Peter Principle, where one, you know, is elevated to their lowest incompetence. And that could very well be.
Yeah, I think we need to hold on. Bill, what we're going to see is hell. I think our voices are going to try to be squashed. They're going to come after conservatives big time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was reading a story where they kicked Trump supporters off of a plane. Katie Couric says we need to be deprogrammed. I mean, it's insane.
We'll end up, if they get their way, we'll end up with the Uyghurs, and then they'll be harvesting our organs. And somehow that's all justified and a beautiful thing for those on the left. Really, this is how bizarre this has gotten, because our politics, Jeff, as I've been saying, has not served us well. It has drawn us in a battle against one another. And this is why I've been encouraging our audience to return to first principles. First principles say that it's not about being a Democrat or Republican. It's about being an American. Above all, because I think most people here, the majority of Americans can sit down and reason together. And, you know, we may have a different way how to end up where we want to go. But by and large, we'd end up in the zip code. We'd be reasonable. But, you know, if we're putting it through the political filter, then there's such disrespect and such closed-mindedness. Like Jordan Peterson says, we've become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And that is brought to you by politics right now. We need to take a big, giant step away from the political environment, in my humble opinion.
I really think a lot of this started during the Obama administration, a lot of the division and this really horrible political environment that is so nasty, and it's just gotten worse.
Yeah.
And I think, it's something that we need to look at and try to dial down.
Right.
I mean, I remember in the past, I mean, you did have, Reagan and Democrats disagreed on a lot, but they were able to find some common ground on some things. And,
exactly.
You know, the Democrats never reached across the aisle for President Trump, never would work with him on anything, constantly tried to thwart everything he did. So I blame them. I really do. I blame the left. For this environment that we face today, Bill.
Yeah, you're really, I can't say I disagree with you. In a mature world, an adult world, we all have to take some responsibility, but much of the responsibility lies at the feet of, the Democrats are really, they're bifurcated in themselves because it's a spectrum. You get Democrats who are still that, that blue dog Democrat that still wants to serve, the people. But then you've got the progressives, that liberal wing that is over the top. Now, that's where I have a specific target and issue. They're the cancel, culture promoters.
Right.
They're the ones that want us to end up in reformation camps, re-education camps and that sort of thing. And they are a dangerous,
that's a dangerous voice.
Yes.
That's the most powerful bloc in the Democrat Party. So they really control things in my
view. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And you're right. I'm right with you on that. But, that aside, conservatives have to, first of all, again, re-embrace conservatism. There's nothing wrong with conservatism. When you look at the growth and the things that have been time-honored in our rich history, they didn't necessarily come out of the Democratic Party. They came out, I mean, if you look historically, it's come out of conservative thought. And it's a very powerful force that has served the country well, because at the heart of that is the idea of serving. You know, conservatives look to serve, and sadly, the Democratic Party is becoming more and more as the party to be served and not to serve.
Well, it's the old difference between the makers and the takers.
Yes.
And the Democrat Party wants to make this a country of takers, where, you know, we're just giving benefits, giving services. People just need to sit back and receive. I want a country that encourages people to go out there and get things done and produce and be productive.
Right. Because they're happier, Jeff. They're happier when they do that. I mean, look at how miserable they were with Obama. And you say, Obama, I mean, here it is. You think, first black president, he had so much potential to unify this country and to realize, you know, the next chapter and dream of Martin Luther King Jr. that we just remembered yesterday. And what he did was he divided us all the more. And you're exactly right. He was a lightning rod for division. Remember, he was the one that told the Republicans that it is elections that have consequences. In other words, he told them to, like Macy Hirono, just, you know, sit down and shut up.
And he also said, I don't really care what you do. I've got my pen and my phone. I'm going to do what I want to do. And a lot of what he did, such as DACA, has been backed up by the courts, incredibly, even though I don't think he had a constitutional authority to do what he did. So that's why I worry about what Biden could do. A lot of it could get past the courts and get implemented permanently. So I'm just hoping the Republicans fight the left-wing agenda as much as they can, and that we hold on at least to be able to make some strides in 2022.
Well, Jeff, if that's going to happen, we the people, this is still a government of for by we the people, have to mount up a charge, and we need to send reinforcements to our legislators to, you know, let them hear from us, whether it's a phone call or a letter. We need to make sure that they're hearing from we the people to, you know, continue to fight the good fight, because you got to imagine what it's going to be like. It's been hell for Donald Trump, and it's going to be hell for those left standing. Jeff Guerrero, as always, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, it's not always about politics. You know, we like some entertainment. We like to have some fun. And we really especially like to hear the great good news stories from everyday Americans that just flow to the need. And the way they bless others. I mean, this is the thing about, you know, when you bless others, you just never know. It's like those, you know, like throwing a rock in a pond of water. You watch those circles, the concentric circles just, you know, emanate from where that stone hits the water, right? And that's the way blessings go, too, is that, yes, it impacts the people that are nearest, but it just keeps going forward and it touches others. And helps us appreciate what it is about being an American and about being a fellow human being, a sojourner together with others in this life experience, and that we can choose at any moment to be a blessing or curse, to help somebody or to hurt someone. And my hope and prayer is always that we would be looking out for one another in a way that would be beneficial. That we would bless somebody, and sometimes it's just a very casual and maybe, you know, something that maybe seems so meaningless for you, but yet for that person that's being blessed, it's life changing and encouraging for them. And anytime we can encourage a fellow sojourner, I'm for that. And this is why we appreciate again Samantha Mao, who reports every week on these viral videos. And at the core of these viral videos are everyday Americans just helping one another. Like, for example, this leading one. Well, first of all, let's bring Sam on. Sam, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. You've got some great viral videos to talk about, so we're going to jump right into them. Is that all right?
Sure. That sounds great. That's what I'm here to do, make everybody happy and share these wonderful videos that I see or these different stories that I see. Honestly, there are so many good ones every week, but a couple of these are my favorite.
Right. Well, And sometimes we can't get to them all, but you can always go to BillMartinezShow.com and go to Sam's Corner, and they're all featured right there, and you can get the full story, you know, because we give you a little bit of a summary, and hopefully it lightens up the heart just a little bit. Like, for example, this quick-thinking waitress has been credited with saving a kid that she saw, you know, come into the restaurant, and the kid had bruises that she thought were a bit suspicious, huh?
That's right. So Flavane Carvello, she was working as a waitress at a restaurant called the Miss Potato Restaurant. This is on New Year's Day this year. Mm. And she had a family walk in, and it was a mom and dad and an 11-year-old boy and a 4-year-old little girl. And, you know, first she said they kind of looked like a normal family, so she didn't think much of it. And then she notices the boy had his hood pulled up, and that he had a scar across his face, and she could tell he had a couple bruises. And, you know, of course, that's kind of setting off signals to her, but you never know what's right. going on. So you kind of see that, and you're like, okay. And then she sees that the family's ordered food, and everybody at the table's eating except for the little boy. And she comes over to check, and she asks the man, you know, is everything okay? Is something wrong with the food? And he's like, oh, it's fine. But he'll eat whenever he gets home. And so for her, this just set off, you know,
alarms. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So when you want to ask, she wants to ask the little boy if he's okay. But, of course, she can't do that in front of them. He's just going to get in trouble if he says anything. Mm-hmm. So she goes and stands. His parents are sitting in front of him. So she stands behind his parents where they can't see her, but he can see her. And she holds up the sign and says, are you okay? And at first he's like, yeah, you know, kind of nods his head, yeah. And she's like, I just wasn't convinced, so I came back with another sign and said, do you need help? And he nods and said, yes.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so she ends up calling the police and telling them what's going on. And they come and get him. And, you know, she says the little boy's a hero, too, because what he did was end up saving this little girl for certain. He had been, you know, being abused in all kinds of terrible ways that, you know, we don't have to go into. But, you know, being deprived of food was a regular thing. He was held upside down, and he was beat on a regular basis. And, you know, thanks to this waitress's observations and just her making that extra, you know, just being aware and making that extra effort, because I feel like sometimes people see things and they're just afraid to say anything, you know. And I think this story really teaches us to kind of follow our gut instinct, because if he was okay, then he's okay and great. Like, if that was, like, if somehow she was reading it wrong, then great. Mm-hmm. But she gave him an opportunity to help himself and get out, and thank God she did. There's no telling how that will help change their lives. I hope that those children are now in a safe and happy environment. And
yeah, hopefully they remain in a safe place, because sometimes what happens in abusive environments, you know, the kids go back, and, you know, and then the abuse is even worse than what it was before. And, you know, and it's unfortunate. So hopefully the wisdom that was exercised by that waitress is carried over with those in, you know, that are responsible for now watching and taking care of these kids, that they're wise in the assignment of foster care or whatever it is that is the future of their, you know, their near future anyway for their lives. This is, you know, because the worst thing that happens is you take them out of the, you know, out of the frying pan and put them into the fire kind of thing, you know. And sadly, we've heard those stories as well. So hopefully all is well for these two kids. Now, this next story is a father sharing the note his son received from a new student at school. What did he say?
So I actually didn't realize this was a British prime minister's son that shared the note. The guy's name is Ravi Kalan. He's up in British Columbia, and he's a prime minister, like I said. You know, so he's a cabinet minister, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And so not a prime minister, not the same thing. I'm sorry.
Trying to talk
about Canadian politics. Okay, so anyway, he ends up sharing this note that his son brought home. And the note is simple. It just says, sitting with me outside felt better than anything. Thank you so much. I would like to ask if I could start joining you guys. And so he asked his son what happened. And it turns out there was another kid at school that's been sitting there by himself. And his son and his son's friend happened to notice. And they're like, you know what? We're going to go sit with him and join him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to see this kid's, like, pure expression of appreciation, I think.
Oh, without a doubt.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I think that's what we all want, isn't it? Don't we want just some acknowledgement? I think one of the worst things you could do is ignore somebody, right?
Oh, I mean, I think, like, anybody who's felt like the ping of being the new kid or just being in a new environment where you don't know everybody and everybody kind of goes about their business and it's easy to not be noticed, or for whatever reason, you've been there for a while and nobody's sitting with you, one person to reach out, or in this case, two, you know, two little 10-year-olds reach out. It can change your life forever. It really can, because it gives you that little boost and makes you feel human again.
What a great story. This other one, I mean, you know, of course, we've been dealing with COVID-19. And one of the things that happens for those that come in contact and are affected by COVID-19 is we know that, or at least we've heard, that they lose this sense of smell. Well, in this particular case, you got a family that's involved in a house fire. They're not smelling the fire because they're, you know, they've got COVID-19. And a team comes to save them, right?
That's right. So Bianca Rivera, she's 17 years old. She saved her house. You know, she saved all her family members from fire on Thursday. And what happened was they'd had COVID-19, like you said. They lose their sense of smell, and for whatever reason, the fire alarms hadn't gone off yet. And so she said that she smelled burning plastic as she ran outside her room and up the hallway, and there was already so much smoke. So she went ahead and woke everybody up. It turned out there was three children and seven adults in that house. And everybody got out with the clothes on their backs, but they were okay. And, you know, that's one of those things you hadn't really thought about, a sense of smell. I mean,
yes, exactly.
Of all our senses, it's the one we think we can function without the most, but it's still vitally important. And I wonder how long
in this particular
case,
yeah, life and death. I mean, you imagine the tragedy of a family of 10 people.
Oh, my gosh.
That would just been devastating. Now, you've got a 5-year-old in this next story. A 5-year-old, he makes 200 cards for seniors in a local nursing home. Wow, what a gift.
That's right. So Ariana Chopra, she actually wanted to, so she decided that she wanted to make some cards. She was working on the cards to give to people who she knew were going to be spending the holidays by herselves or could be with her family. And when she told her mom decided to call a local nursing home. And whenever she called the nursing home and asked how many residents lived there, she found out it was 200. So Ariana decided, you know what I'm going to do? So she works every day for a couple weeks, and she makes these beautiful little cards full of rainbows and snowmen and all these different things, just these handmade cards that you know are going to touch all these residents and make their day. And then whenever she decides, you know, this is Willow Point Nursing Home in Vestal, New York. And then when Ariana decides that's not quite enough, she uses all the money in her little piggy bank to buy gifts. She wanted to buy a cake at first, but that's not allowed because of the pandemic.
Yes.
So she got a Santa Claus statue and a big vase.
Oh, and cool.
Can you imagine?
This is a 5-year-old with that kind of level of empathy, huh?
Yes.
Is that real special? Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely adorable.
What is she going to be like when she really grows up, huh?
She's going to change the world.
Yeah, I mean, to have a heart like that, how special. These and other stories, as I said, are at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Check out Sam's Corner. They're all right there, and you can get all the details and, be encouraged, because that's what it's all about. Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl, right here. Sam, thank you. You have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tang.